So we have the famous Mishnah novice that on the sweet parsha. Koma klik ashi l'shem shemayim, tzarek l'skayim. Shem l'shem shemayim, ain't tzarek l'skayim. Eitzi machlik ashi l'shem shemayim. Zu machlik ashi l'shem shemayim. Shem l'shem shemayim, zu machlik ashi karach v'chol adaso. So Kipshuta, I guess, it leaves out Moshe Rabbeinu. Just karach v'chol adaso doesn't mean bring in the other side, because Tzad Moshe Rabbeinu is l'shem shemayim. Tzad karach v'adaso, it wasn't l'shem shemayim. Okay, but so I just want to focus on the beginning of the Mishnah that what's it mean? Kol machlekes shi'ul shem shemayim, tzarek l'skayim. But it's like it sounds like that's what's gonna happen. It's like a milah. Oh, it's gonna last forever. Why is that? That's the kipshuta Mishnah sounds like. Oh, machlekes shi'ul shemayim, it's gonna last. So I thought maybe you could say not necessarily the machlekes is going to last. A machlekes shi'ul shemayim has the potential to last. But machlekes shi'ul that's not l'shem shemayim can never last. The pshat being is because machlekes l'shem shemayim, where everyone's like mevato their own ratzon, they're trying to find the MS and ratzon Hashem, and MS is something that it stays, so it doesn't change. But machlekes l'shem shemayim, everyone's doing it for their own ratzon, their type or their cover, whatever it is. People's return is today they're like this, tomorrow they're something else. But the Rav says two pshatim. Neither pshat quote the pashut pshat in the read of the Mishnah. He says the first pshat is that really chol machlek shishim shemayim. It's talking about the anshei machlekes. The anshei machlekes will be mekuyim. Mashe kein karech v'adaso. They had no kiyim. They were wiped out. I don't know how that exactly fits so nice. I don't know how it fits really in the read of the Mishnah. The second shot, which I want to focus on, he says, "Vani shemati pirush seifa tachlisa hamufokash meinyana," meaning seifa doesn't necessarily mean like doesn't have a seif. It means the seif. It also means like referring to like the tachlis, the goal of something. So the way we read the Mishnah is koyim machleikas shilu shem shemayim seifa. The tachlis you want to get to will be mekoyim. So machlekes l'shem shemayim, he explains, everyone's going for the MS, and so if everyone's going for the MS, they're not going for their own ratzon. So that will through the machlekes, they're going to come out to the MS. And he says the pshat would be is that kumot mitoich havikuach yisbarer MS. Through that machlekes itself, the MS will come out. So we see this, you know, for example, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which after Reish Lakish and after Rav Yochanan needed another karusa, he got another karusa, and he was bringing 24 ayahs to everything Rav Yochanan said. Rav Yochanan's like, I don't need you. I need Reish Lakish. He asked me 24 kashas on everything I said, and we take the 24 kashas, I answered him, and it was Rav Chashmaitza. We got the sukkah clear. And also, the Gemara Brachos, Cherev al Sanayim, Shatimir Chachamim, Shaisim Torah Bad, says become tipshim. Ben Yehuda says the word pshat, the same ice as tipish. So they make the pshat into tipish if they're ice bad. Meaning you need a chabura together in order to get down to the MS. And it seems like this doesn't only apply necessarily to Liman HaTaira. And Mesil Sishar, he brings down by Prisha, that how someone should have precious, and one of the things he says that a person should have precious, he shouldn't be so involved with the tzibur constantly. He needs some time for himself, for spiders or vedas Hashem. So he said, but he says, don't go too much by yourself, because he brings in this Gemara. He says, you have to be at the tzibur for your parnasa or daily muda, he says. So it sounds like this is in regards to everything. If you want to do things right, and not like, I guess, myself, you need to do it with the tzibur to help each other out, because we can't do things on our own. So what's the flip side? So then he fears ice that he says that, oh, so Shammai and Hillel, we took Kuach Mispar Emes, he says, Kosh Mispar Machlekes, so Shammai Shalach Kibes Hillel. We see after Machlekes, we establish Shalach Kibes Hillel. I don't know if that necessarily means Beis Hillel is MS and Beis Shammai is not, but I guess we got to the Maskana. We got Amistika Maskana. So what's the flip side? So Machlekes, that's not the Shem Shemaim, and he says that by Kairach it was Bekashas Asrara of Avas or Avas Aditzuach. Says like Ein Maskai, meaning if you want to get something through Machlekes and you're not doing the Shem Shemaim, you're not going to get what you want. Sounds like Stam a person, he wants to do stuff Shlo Shem Shemaim for his taiva, his cover, whatever it is, he could get that. But if you're doing Ayde Machlekes, it won't work out. Through the Machlekes, you can't, you'll never get to the goal, what you're trying to achieve. So, what is the Kuta behind Machlekes that's going to stop you from getting what you're trying to get? So, the guy, he is, he shtels to Gemara Kedushin, to his Mishnah. Gemara Kedushin says, Orchia bar Abba, a few Alpha Pnoi, Harapa, Tamido, Shaskim Tur, Bishar Echa Nasim, Oivim Salze, Venom Sosmi Shah, Ach Nasim, Oivim Salze, Shanar Ad Vahab, Besoifa, Ad Krip Soifa, El Besufa. Yeah, so, Kipshuta, I thought this one was saying that when there's Machlekes in the base medrash, it doesn't get personal, it stays in the base medrash. When they leave, everyone's good. But I guess the pshat is more than that. It's what this Mishnah is saying. That they start off, they're asking kasha each other, they're trying to go for the MS, and at the end they get to a maskara, which, and there's an alva. So interesting that the, like, what's the Indian of alva play a role here? Just say they got to the maskara and everything's good. So the Meiri over there, he's also saying this thing, that how this Gemara stems with it's the same Gemara as the Mishnah on Avos, and he says, just on the inside. So it says, interesting thing that shigeder ahava hu, the gather of what ahava is shiva yaratzon. With everyone's ratzon is aligned, that brings out ahava. V'chosh she'in shama skama achas ein kan ahava. U'mikol makom achas she'in machleksom v'kavaras nitzuach el sheshnem v'chuvanu lahaytzi hadavar la'amitay ein tzatz misham ach shnasu oyvim tzalzeh ratzon loymar. So you see that he's saying the same thing, that through the Machlekes, they get down to the Maskana. And he explained, not only that, it brings out, there's an Ava, there's a connection, there's certain Shlemus that comes out of it, that through the Machlekes, it brings out a Shlemus, and you can sound too familiar, you can make a Cheshvin. If Machlekes brings you to MS, and MS brings out Ava, so you see Machlekes in itself brings the Ava. And Pshat means that this type of Machlekes, everyone's working together to find the MS, everyone has the same Ratzon to all get the MS, and they're working together, it creates Ava and Shalom between the people. And you see, everyone's needed to bring out the MS, it has to come out to a group, through the Chevra, not just Yachid by himself. And Rav Yechon needed Reish Lakish, we see. He needed him, he couldn't do without him. And other Gemara and Brachos. So now you can understand the flip side. So if you see that Machlekes Shlo Shemayim, everyone's trying to align their Ratzon and create an Ava. So Machlekes Shlo Shemayim, everyone's doing it for their own Ratzon, that everyone just becomes a Yachid. It's me versus you. And I'm not working with you, I'm working against you. Everyone's just their own yachid. And you're not working together, and it's stop, the other person's in my way. I have to get what I want. You're right, sometimes a person, he could win the Machlekes, get what he wants, but at the end of the day, something like that has no kiyum. There's no kiyum when there's no shalom. Like the Gemara says, to be maxik bracha, you need shalom. when there's no shot, there's no kiyum, that, and it's just a yachid, it's not shaykh that there's a kiyum there, that today it went, but tomorrow, everyone's just a yachid, everyone's just trying to outdo the next person. There's nothing gonna, nothing will have a kiyum, Hashem came with a shalom, everyone's working together, no one's going against the other person, everyone's working together. And Korach was coming up, he was coming in, he was fighting the shalom, he was causing a period that he, that everything was going well in Korach, so everything was set up in Korach comes and caused a whole uprising against what's going on. And Zohar Kadosh says that Korach's battle was a battle against shalom. He was causing a period. And it's interesting, even though Korach, his title was Kolam Kedoshim, you think that's shalom, but see, it's neged shalom, Kolam Kedoshim. Shopping is a martial orchestra. If you have an orchestra, everyone's playing something else, they're all working together to get to one thing. Mashikin, if everyone's doing the same thing, they're all working on their own, they're all doing the same thing, but they're not working with the second person to get what they want. They're all doing their thing. It happens to be could be doing the same thing, but it's not working with the Kabura. And it comes out that Machlekes Shloshim Shamayim and Machlekes Shloshim Shamayim, it's not just once a Machlekes Shloshim Shamayim, once Machlekes Shloshim Shamayim. It's a whole different Maisa. Machlekes Shloshim Shamayim is a Maisa. It brings out, it's like a teamwork, it's working together. Machlekes Shloshim Shamayim, it's Mavish Fakert. That type of Machlekes is working one against another. There's an archaim in Zayis HaBrachai, before on the Pasuk, Bibishur HaMelech, Bisasif Rosh HaAm, Yachad, I'm Yachad Shukri Yisrael, and he says over there that Old Ramas, Ki Malchus Yisrael Tiyah Miskayemes Kishay Yisrael Misasim Roshayim Yachad Lo Yeh Bad Bebad Shebizeh Yeh Siba Yisyach Du Yachad Shukri Yisrael. In order to have a Kiyam and have a Malchus, it has to be that it's not, we're not composed of a bunch of Yachad, it has to be that we're all together.
When
there starts becoming a period, what happens? So the beginning of things going bad and getting destruction is period. The clear maxic bracha hu a shalom yichal al avos. Period. What brings bracha and max is shalom. It glues everything together. Everyone's together. And Korach, mamish, you see, it's important ingredient in order to have kiyum is shalom. Everyone's working together, and not everyone's a yachid. And Korach is mamish going up against the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. He's coming to mess with shalom, he's going against the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. So it explains why his einish was such a severe einish. He's going against the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Baruch is Yishvizeicha to true shalom, attaining MS, good Shabbos.
Yeah.